This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, or in the chapel, whatever works out for you. Always appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us, on the air and in the chat room, and just texting and tweeting and truly, 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 truly being part of the conversation. Tonight is a crazy night, especially with the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. We're watching everything that's going on all over the place. I mean, they already have protests going on. And I'll tell you why I'm laughing. Some of you think I'm not being disrespectful. I'm laughing because you want us to believe, you want us to believe that this is somehow grassroots, all of a sudden grassroots. I'm not buying. Those signs were professionally made. Think of how much money it took to make those signs up for the potential five nominees. Right? And the money, Planned Parenthood, those Planned Parenthood signs that you're seeing at these events, they're not grassroots signs. Planned Parenthood's paying for those. And they're paying for those with the tax money that you're giving them every year. And then you got NARAL. Do you know what NARAL is? Do you guys have a clue? Yeah, they're a pro-choice organization. Their signs are up all over the place. They're pro-choice America organization in the United States that engages in political action advocacy efforts to oppose restrictions on abortion, expand access to abortion. Expand it to what? It pretty much is anytime, anywhere, anyhow right now. Come on, think it through. Right? Very few times you hear of somebody being turned down for an abortion, right? It was not the original intent. That's the part that's irritating. It was not the original intent. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And then the other part of all of this that bothers me tremendously is we can look at them. And we can say that we don't agree with abortion because A, B, C, and D. Right? And we're animals. We're haters. We're disgusting people. We're neophytes. We want to keep women in the dark ages. Yet we call them out on what's going on in the abortion world, which includes the fact that, what are we, the only country or one of the only countries? I think we are the only country that legally allows abortion after 22 weeks. Why do you think that is? I mean, seriously, why do you think that is? And and we're the enlightened ones. We're supposed to be the enlightened ones. They don't do it because after 22 weeks, that baby has the ability to live outside the womb. That baby is a viable human being. That baby has a heartbeat and fingers and toes and can think and can move and can duck the abortion tube or devices or what have you. But, see, we can't talk about that. That makes everybody too uncomfortable. Just it drives me out of my mind that the left wants to because I'm a conservative Christian, they say that I don't believe in science. That's what they use in their arguments, that I don't believe in science and I want to keep women down. Well, I'll use all kinds of science on this issue, but they don't want to hear it. They go back to a woman should have control over her own body. That's their response all the time, and if you bring up science, they will ignore you. It's really that simple for them. Ed from California, you want to talk about the Supreme Court choice?
Well, I actually called him to talk about your previous caller or guest who started out his conversation, as so many people do, I think, on the left, that America is divided because both sides have moved so far apart. We're radical right, we're radical left. Well, I disagree with that premise. I'm a conservative. I haven't changed my views. I haven't changed my position. The conservative movement still believes in the things that we've always believed in. We haven't moved farther to the right. It's the Democratic Party and the left that's moved extremely left, and that's why America is divided.
I agree with you. It's become the extremes which makes us unable to talk to each other, and I don't believe for a minute that guy was being totally honest with me, but that's just my point of view. And, Ed, we need more people like you that are willing to sit down and talk things through instead of people just thinking that we're right-wing loons. Seriously. Thanks for the call.
Well, yeah, I could. Okay, thank
keep
you.
Going. No, keep going. It's all right. Thought you were done.
Oh, well, I just wanted to add to that, you know, the conservative movement could list the things we believe in, the Boy Scouts, we believe in the flag, we believe in standing and saluting the flag. All these things have been the same. I haven't changed. It's the Democratic Party and the people on the left who want gay marriage, who want all these social things to change. They're the ones that are bringing this radical change upon America and seem surprised that those of us who are conservative stand up and want to keep our own values.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's what makes us conservatives. And I say rightful thinkers. The left is having so much trouble even defining who they are, what they are, they want to stand up for. We've got to go to a commercial. Ed, thanks for the phone call. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll take more calls on the other side of the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Got something to say? Got a comment to make? Call in. Always interested in what you have to say. Don't always agree. Always try to be respectful. Unless you overtalk me, in which case, we got a problem. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Again, like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I'm looking at what's going down. Twitter is a flutter. I mean, seriously. I cannot believe the negatives that are going. I mean, already, I don't know if you guys caught this, but the world is going to come to an end here soon. Did you know that? I'm hearing about it and seeing it all over that interweb place. So let's talk a little bit about the judge. I don't know much about this guy. None of us really. You really? Do you follow every not Supreme Court nominee, but every judge that's on an appellate court? None of us do, right? I'm just very happy that he's not appointing anybody from the Ninth Circuit Court to the Supreme Court. So, some of you, I mean, look at the nasties that Judge Kavanaugh's already brought out in people. And they don't even know who he is. So Trump's nominee for Supreme Court, Justice Walker, an assistant law professor, Judge Walker, an assistant law professor at the University of Louisiana, who clerked for both Justice Kennedy and Judge Brett Kavanaugh, has made a list of things that these guys, good things that these guys have done, Kennedy and Kavanaugh. But the things that he calls out that I think are pretty exciting, or that we need to know about, is Brett Kavanaugh. He's a courageous, tough, defiant kind of guy. He's on a court that Obama and Harry Reid packed with liberals. And he's been a lonely voice defending conservative legal principles without exception and without apology. And he's never given up. He keeps fighting. So think about that. He's got all liberal judges around him, justices around him, and he's been his sole conservative voice. And by the way, in the last hour we had a caller who said that the Supreme Court judges shouldn't be appointments for life. They're not. I don't know if you guys know that. Legally, they're not. You could be removed for several reasons, many reasons, and it ain't that hard. Unlike the president, it's a lot easier to move a Supreme Court justice, right, than it is to remove the president. But we'll also get into that in another day. Kavanaugh has an all-American story. His family is his highest priority. He has a wonderful wife, two young daughters. He coaches his daughters' basketball teams. He's an avid baseball fan. Well, that doesn't do anything for me. He's a marathon runner. The one time, he said the one time they ran a race, he was pretty fast. He's a reader at his Catholic church. He tutors kids in Catholic schools and in other schools. My God. Can you tell me, give me a list of Dems that are doing this kind of stuff at that level. No, seriously. Kavanaugh is admired for his work ethic. Justice Kennedy used to always tell people about how Brett was always working at his desk, morning, noon, and night. He'd have to tell him to go home. He said, "You work too hard, Kavanaugh. Go home." Wow. I predict that he'd be as rock solid as the conservative as Alito and Thomas. Justice Kennedy was the most powerful judge in American history in almost every hot-button case for more than a decade. Kennedy was always the decisive fifth vote. Kennedy was already the 10th most conservative justice in the past 80 years. His replacement will be much more conservative and will shift the court dramatically to the right. This will be as big a move, if you guys are paying attention to this. And this is what scares the left. This will be as big a move as the whole Reagan revolution, when he was able to appoint a bunch of conservatives that he shares. Issues like affirmative action, school prayer, gun rights, and abortion they'll see drastic changes. You know, it's really funny because when you talk to people that have been affected both ways by affirmative action, the majority of them don't want it. Right? I think we're going to start seeing more litigation coming from the Supreme Court about religious displays and prayers and that kind of stuff. That recently when the coach was fired for praying after the event, it was over. It was really funny is the people don't think. The Supreme Court ruled 3 to 5 years ago. I'm not good with time frames. But about 3 to 5 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that you could pray at city council, school board, water board, whatever it was. You could have an opening prayer. There were two things about it, though. It had to be done before the meeting officially opened. Okay? And you had to offer that prayer to more than one religious belief and or denomination. So you put a schedule together and, you know, you make your schedule and it has to be open to others as well. And that scared the crud out of the left. Why, I don't know. Remember, before the initial meeting, and it was open to everybody. So were they afraid? They just don't want prayer at all? But what if these guys really believe in God? They're just afraid if you pray, it might change them. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. So you're going to see a lot of these things start to come in front of the justices. Now, we know that Kavanaugh is one of those guys that doesn't believe in banning assault, quote-unquote assault weapons, but you got to define what an assault weapon is. I mean, if you're talking about a fully automatic AK-47, right, that holds, you got a 300-round magazine of some sort attached to it. Now I know I'm going over the top on purpose. Then maybe we need to talk. But the semi-automatic handgun, rifle, whatever, whole different animal. Right? And then when you talk about abortion, again, I was saying it before, but nobody wants to really deal with it. Because their only response, because they know how asinine it sounds, is a woman has a right to choose. If that's your only response, when somebody says to you, well, the doctors say at 22 weeks it's a viable human being. Right? That is a real person, and that it can survive outside the womb at 22 weeks. How do you fight that? Is your answer, is this the woman's right to choose? That's it? I believe that the Republicans will keep the Senate and maybe even take some more on. Really, I mean, if the Democratic senators vote against this guy without any solid reason other than saying, well, he's going to overturn Roe versus Wade, I think you're going to see some problems for the Dems, big problems, bigger problems than I thought they were going to have. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court, to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring.
Justice Kennedy devoted his career to securing liberty. I am deeply honored to be nominated to fill his seat on the Supreme Court.
Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad in Yale Law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters.
No president has ever consulted more widely or talked with more people from more backgrounds to seek input about a Supreme Court nomination.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's what I'm talking about. That's music, not that other stuff. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know something? A quick side story, kind of lighten it up for a second. We were at the Vegas airport today. We had to stop there on the way home. And I'm sitting there listening to the music overhead. And, of course, I wouldn't have it any other way. So we're listening to the music overhead. And it is, what's his name? Wayne Newton, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra. I mean, just, you know.
Cher.
What?
Cher was on the music.
Oh, was she? I must have tuned her out, though. I mean, seriously, I've got filters up for her, right? And I would look at Tammy and I said, I'm looking around the place. There's a lot of young people. And I'm thinking, how many of them actually know who these people are? Now, they probably know who Cher is. I get that. But how many of them are really going to know, really, Wayne Newton, who I think he's 107, but he started when he was 12. I mean, he looked like he was a kid when he sang that song. And you got Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra. They don't know who these people are. Nor do they care, actually. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of funny. I was thinking to myself, okay, so you're trying to hold on to the Vegas heritage, and that's fine, and that's cool, and that's good. But I just was wondering how many people actually would know who that was. All right, so back to some of the things that Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh, has under his belt, and what they're afraid of, which I thought was funny because Tammy brought up a good point. Schumer's already come out and said this is the most divisive guy they could choose, but I thought the woman with seven kids who was a Catholic was the one that was the most divisive person. They got to make up their mind. They're confusing me. I can't even argue with them because I don't know what they believe. You know? Kavanaugh had once said that clerking for Justice Kennedy was an honor. He said he didn't always agree with him, but he always respected his devotion to civility, human dignity, and individual freedom. I want to read that again. Justice Kennedy always respected... Or always had civility, human dignity, and allowed people to have individual freedom. We don't do that anymore. We don't allow that to happen anymore. And what I think is really funny, because people on the left think that Kennedy was extremely conservative. Not always. Now, Kavanaugh is not a Bushy, according to this writer. It says that he was anti-Clinton long before Bush was president. He was brought into the Bush administration because he was an anti-Clinton warrior from the 1990s. That's the same reason that Trump will like him, too. No one will think of Kavanaugh as a Bush Republican. They'll think of him as a Trump justice. All of the American first opinions by Kavanaugh and SCOTUS will be attributed to Trump. Now, the beauty behind all of this, and again, I'm not trying to be mean, so don't say Joe's wishing death on somebody. But, I mean, the reality is this. Bader Ginsburg cannot hold on that long. There's just no way. She can't even stay awake on the bench. The stories of her falling asleep up there while the arguments are going on, go figure that one out. Right? She falls asleep at the State of the Union addresses. I mean, give me a break. And Trump is putting on very young people. When you're in your 50s, you got a good 30 years in there. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Hey, listen, I don't know if they got them all out. Did they get all the kids out of that cave? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Well, I think they got, because I hate to see this announcement, Trump's announcement, overshadow. My understanding, though, is that they got them out of the cave, him, them, whatever, out of the cave, all the kids, and I think that's wonderful. I think that's really great. Okay, so let's talk about some crazy hate. It just doesn't stop. So, Eric Trump, see, it doesn't matter what you do, right? Eric Trump has been able to keep raising big money for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Which is really funny because Mrs. Clinton, who was raising money for the Haitian refugees and to rebuild Haiti, apparently her organization can only get less than 1% to where they're actually supposed to go. Eric doesn't take a nickel. And you want to talk about some real hate here? A Memphis woman whose nephew beat cancer said that she's experienced hateful online attacks because she thanked Eric Trump for his commitment to St. Jude. Last month, Sherry Hopper thanked the president's son for his support of the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Tennessee. She did it on Twitter. And she said her family are extremely grateful for his commitment. So, I think he's raised, now, I can't believe everything I read either, but he's raised well over $16 million for the hospital in the last 10 years. So any of those people that sent nasty grams to that lady, how much have you raised for St. Jude's? Right? I mean, if your congressperson is a Democrat, your locals are Democrat, how much did they raise for that organization? I'm just curious. I mean, unless, of course, they won't do it because it might be a Catholic organization because its name is St. Jude. And any time, no matter if they're curing cancer or they're pulling kids out of a fire or they're feeding families, if it has Saint in front of it, they can't be doing it. You guys constantly amaze me. And this derangement didn't just start. It's been around for a long time. You think about some of the hurricanes, some of the devastating hurricanes they had in the South. Long before the government got there, and long after the government left, and long after the hardcore lefty groups aren't around, who's there? The Christian groups. The Catholic groups. They're still there. They're still working. They're still fixing. They're still trying to help out. I mean, seriously. After Trump shared the post, Hopper posted a video for the Walk Away campaign saying that the hate her family has received online is unreal. See, that's why I keep telling you guys, do not dissuade their anger. Do not dissuade the Democrats from speaking what they believe to be truth. They really believe the majority of people are on their side, but not on the hate. Brandon Straka started that walk away movement, which shares video stories of people who decide to disassociate themselves from liberalism. Now you're going to attack a charity? You're going to attack St. Jude? A family who went through cancer and was able to beat it because money that was raised at St. Jude? I mean, seriously. This is how unhinged they are. See, if this was the right, they'd want us all medicated and locked up. You know that's true, right? The first thing they'd be saying is, can we check them out? Let's switch things. Let's say this nasties were coming from the right, okay, to somebody on the left. They would be wanting to know if we had guns and where we kept them. You know that's a true statement. She added that the media doesn't want to leave Eric Trump alone and that he wished to remain anonymous in his donation. We already went through hell, she said. We don't need you. We don't need this, Hopper said, noting some on Twitter accused her of being a Russian bot. They got the Russian flu. These people can't get away from Russia. Trump thanked Hopper on Monday, tweeting that nothing is off limits for some. He went on to say, thank you for your kind words. You are amazing. Sadly, nothing is off limits for some. St. Jude is the best pediatric cancer research hospital in the world, a true national treasure. But they couldn't leave him alone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they are that sick that they can't get away from this stuff. So, you know, when we sit here and talk about these things, and people get mad at me for beating them, and really, I have friends on the left. And they get so mad at me for talking about how whacked that they are, but this is a perfect example of what they're doing. And you know what? I hope you keep it up. Because then we don't have to ask them to not be a Democrat anymore. You're doing it for us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests.
We are back. Come on, admit it. This is real life. I'm Bill Messina, your host. This is Real Fella, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-SHOW, 855-732. You know what it is? The board op is dancing around the... I know he is. I know that's what he's doing. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with us tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. All right, so real quick, the Judge Napolitano. And listen, I get it. I have respect for the guy. I know he's been around for a long time. I can't figure out why they keep him around at Fox, though. He hasn't hit it yet. He's hit a couple of, you know, in the old days, in the Old Testament, they would stone you if your predictions didn't come true. So I even went running around with a guy the other day about him. Again, I don't dislike Napolitano. You need to know that. But he always comes off like he's got all the answers. He knows he's got the inside track. And he's been wrong way more times than he's been right. Because earlier he came out and he said that the, you know, he was sure that the Trump administration had pared down from the four nominees, or the four people they were considering, which was Brett Kavanaugh, Raymond Kethledge, Amy Coney Barrett, and Thomas Hardiman. And he said, Trump's got it narrowed down to two. Hardiman and Kethledge. Wrong on both accounts. Right? I mean, seriously. And why we keep listening to him, why they keep putting him on, there are predictions. And you'll hear them in other shows. You know, they bring it up. They go, well, you know, so-and-so said this. Napolitano said that. It's just one of those things that's an irritant to me. It's like, stop listening to him. Until he can come up with a real way to explain how he keeps coming up with these crazy picks that never come true. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we went, some of you know when you've been reading, we went to Texas this weekend to marry off my daughter. Someone said to get her gone. No, I'm just kidding. She was already down there. We didn't see her that much anyhow. But we went down there, and first off, beautiful. It's a beautiful country. I get it. Temperature, what was it, like 92 with 117% humidity? It might as well have been. I should have brought three or four T-shirts just to wear in the afternoon. But, you know, I know they don't all listen to the show, but I want to thank them all for, you know, the hospitality, the niceness they showed my daughter. And it was a beautiful place. Thank God it wasn't like mosquito season. Right? Because there was a pond, beautiful pond in the back. But one of the, and I'm not telling you this because I want to talk about my daughter's wedding, but I'm telling you this because a couple of things my wife and I noticed. First of all, how nice the people were. In most cases, people were very nice, very helpful. But driving down the freeway, I don't think you could go a mile and a half without seeing a flag, right? You couldn't go a half a mile without seeing an American flag. Yep. And big ones and little ones, and they were on everything. Yep. And nobody complained about, you know, seven flags being on one of the little cutoffs on the rotary. Nobody complained about that stuff. And then we went downstairs, I think it was Sunday morning, right? Went downstairs to have breakfast at the hotel. And they had a sermon on TV. They actually had TBN, for some of you familiar with that. I mean, think about it. In a hotel, so they had TBN on in there. And the woman that was helping us, or was she going around cleaning off the tables, telling everybody to have a blessed day, what can I do? I mean, just nice, nice older woman. And then we went to some fast food joint.
Yeah,
Schlotzky's. Sounds like something you'd find in New York only, right? And Schlotzky's had Fox News on instead of CNN. So I'm like, wow, okay, there's a place that actually has some sanity happening. Right? And on Sunday, the place is closed early?
Everything closed at 9.
Everything closed at 9. Like if you got hungry, you were done. It was all over. If you didn't go shopping earlier in the day, you were screwed. But I just want to say, we've got a few stations in Texas. I enjoyed being in your state. I enjoyed your hospitality. I enjoyed the reality of American life. And you know what I mean by that. Look, if you're offended by a sermon, you could have ate in the other room. It was down low enough to where, you know, you had to be pretty close to it to hear it. Right? I mean, and going in, if Fox News offends you, stick your earbuds in and listen to something. You kind of go to that area, and now you know how we felt for 8 years. It was almost, it's almost like that, what I talk about regularly on the show, about how abortion has become mainstream and adoption has become taboo. Makes no sense. And again, it's not because I'm a Christian, it's not because I'm a conservative that I appreciated those things on there, but just the mere fact that they were on there and people weren't uncomfortable with them, or or that it was okay to be on. It was even okay for the manager to say, yeah, sure, put TBN on in the morning, on Sunday morning especially. There are people that are look, I know some of you on the left don't really get this, but there are people that travel a lot that are God-loving people. And they would love to be able to sit over breakfast and be able to watch something like that. Because they got tight schedules, too. You know, it should work both ways, right? You guys are talking about equality. Why doesn't it work both ways? But even take religion out of the thing. Take God out of the picture, which is hard to do. You still have the fact that you couldn't go a half a mile without seeing a flag. You couldn't go anywhere without seeing the pride and the patriotism that people have. Was that one place had the big blow-up eagle on the roof, right?
I don't think that was a blow-up. I think that was a statue.
Oh, God. But anyway, so, again, just to say to you people in Texas, thank you. Thank you for your hospitality. Thank you for keeping the place. I mean, it was clean where I was. Although, I got to tell you something. I'll tell you what scared me. What is it with all the telephone poles that lean at like 40 degrees? Not like you have earthquakes there, right?
Lots of rain.
Is that what it is? Because I'm driving down the road and saying to her, all it takes is for one. When it comes down, we're not going anywhere. We're done for, right? So anyhow, but again, just I know I've wasted a couple of minutes. I don't think I wasted, but guys, thank you for the hospitality. Thanks for staying strong. And for not being afraid to fly that flag. And, man, they are not afraid to fly that flag. All right, so with a couple of minutes I have left, let me play daddy for a second here, okay? You know, we've got an election coming up. We keep talking about it. We keep screaming about it. And we're worried about this. We're worried about get off your butts. And what I mean by that is you may not have the money to give to a campaign. You may not really have a whole bunch of time, but you got an email list, and you got an address list, you got a phone list. If you really believe in what we talk about on the show, if you really believe that we're better off with conservative candidates, conservative legislators, you can make phone calls. Now, almost all of you have phones, and almost every phone today has unlimited minutes, almost every phone. All right, get past that. What about postcards? Most campaigns will give you postcards. You can make them up on your own. Right? Send out postcards to your friends. Let them know why you're voting for a certain candidate, why you're getting behind a certain candidate. Emails. Yeah, got an email. You got your church people, you got your unchurched people, you got your political friends, your political enemies. I mean, you've got email lists of people. And whether it's, you know, some people are going to go, 20, I only have 20. Well, you know what? Those 20 have 20. And those 20 may have 30. You create your own little pyramid scheme, if you would. Send it out to them. Tell them why you're voting for that person. Tell them why you're behind that person, and you'd like them to help you get the message out. You may get nothing. I don't know. You see what I mean? There is a way to make this happen. There is a way to help out no matter how little money you have. You can go in and make phone calls for them. You can actually go into some of the headquarters where they're running their campaigns. You can help stuff envelopes. There are so many things you could do to help your candidate win, and I think you don't think about it. And not because you don't want to, but you don't think about it because you say, you know, I got nothing to offer. You always have something to offer. Whether you believe it or not, you always have something to offer. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless you guys for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I know there's other things you could be doing. You'd be having more fun somewhere else. But if you're going to listen to radio, I'm the guy, I'm telling you. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day.